back on our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show. Our Otter Tail Power Player of the Game, Andrew Lukowski. Two touchdowns today for the Beavers. Beavers 25-21 winners. Drew, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The makeup of this game was certainly a strange one. That first drive you guys had was about as flawless as can be, with the exception of having to settle for three. What did it take for you guys to kind of get back into that offensive rhythm there in the second half?
Honestly, just to stay together. You know, I mean, even going into halftime, I think it was 14-3 or something like that. You know, we weren't worried at all. I mean, we know what kind of offense. I think even in the first half, you know, we showed dominance. You know, we're running the ball down them, you know, all up and down the field. It was just one of those things where we just couldn't finish our drives. And as you can see, once, you know, we all come together and kind of get in a rhythm, you know, we're a dangerous football team just all around. So,
and you mentioned the 14-3 at the half, and then Sioux Falls comes out, bang, right away, goes up 21-3. What was kind of the mentality on the sideline at that point?
Kind of like going into half. We weren't worried. I mean, we're an offense. I mean, we've scored 40 points in a half before. Mm-hmm. Our defense is lights out. And we kind of knew, you know, if we score and get this, you know, 21-11, you know, our defense is going to be like, okay, you know, they're going to step up and do what they need to do. So, I mean, honestly, hats off to the defense. I mean, every single week, they play so hard, you know, and to a point where it's just, you know, it makes our job as offense easy.
When you're going up against a guy like Gabriel Watson, he's first in the league and second in the country in rushing yards. I mean, really, five games, he's got 900 yards rushing already. You guys have spread it around amongst the four of you so well. How much did you take pride in that first drive where it was Drew right, Drew left?
I take a lot of pride, you know, and, you know, kind of going back to Sioux Falls running back Watson, you know, he's a really good running back, you know. Props to him, you know, coming into the NSIC and, you know, performing the way he is, you know, so hands off to him. You know, I wanted to, you know, kind of come to this game and show my dominance, and, you know, I can't do that without my offense line. I mean, they're
good.
Them and Coach Olson, they make me look good. So, you know, I mean, the game that I had, you know, it all revolves around them. You know, if they don't do their job, I don't get to do what I did to do. So hats off to the offensive line, those guys. Oh, I mean, I love them, let's just say that.
And the Wildcat, tell us about it. You ran it to perfection, even through a pass, sort of like Tim Tebow jumping up there, throwing into the end zone. Yeah. That you have to really enjoy running that as a running back like that, just taking the ball and heading into the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's really fun. You know, it's one of those things where going into this week, you know, we kind of, you know, saw something. We're like, hey, you know, this might work. So we practiced it all week, and we came out and perfected it pretty well.
How deep did you get into the lake?
I got underwater, you know. I was pretty hyped up, you know. This is, you know, as a senior, this is my last go-around. So, you know, it's just, I mean, you know, like Coach Bolte says, this is the best tradition in college football. So I was very excited, you know. Sad that it's over, but, you know.
Hey, season is far from over yet. You guys keep playing like this. Drew, congratulations.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Andrew Lukowski, our Otter Tail Power Player of the Game here today. The Beavers, 25-21 victory over the Sioux Falls Cougars.